Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Okay. So, good. Ayos ba? When I ask ayos ba, it means is it good? Is it all right? Ayos. Okay. Which is good. Okay. Alessandra, our topic for today is body parts, with my past podcast episode, it was already tackled. This time, we are going to modify it a little bit. I think I would like to add some verbs, like with all these body parts that you see on the board, I will add some verbs, actions. What do we want to do with this? What are actions involved on some of these body parts? I think that's how I would like to modify this tutorial. Alessandra, daliri means fingers. Daliri means fingers. Kuko means nails. Palad means palm. Kamay means hand. Here, kamay. And then within the whole figure kamay, we have palad. Do you read the word palad?
Palad.
Can you read this word palad?
Palad.
Oh, palad. And palad means palm.
Okay.
And then with part of our kamay is daliri.
Daliri?
Daliri. Daliri means finger.
Okay.
Finger. Oh, yeah. Later, I'm going to tell you how to say the plural of daliri.
Okay.
Daliri is just one singular item, daliri.
Okay.
Kuko.
Kuko.
Kuko. Kuko means nail.
Okay.
So again, hand.
Kamay.
Kamay. And then palad.
Daliri.
And then
kuko.
Okay. Now, you want to know the difference between singular and plural? How
yes.
we say it in Tagalog?
Yes. Okay. How do I say my hand? Like mine.
Kamay ko. My hand, kamay ko.
Okay, kamay ko. Okay.
Kamay ko means my hand. Now, that is singular. Kamay ko. You're referring to one hand. Kamay ko. My one hand. Kamay ko. Now, we are, if you add mga kamay ko, means my hands.
Like manga, like M-G?
M-G-A, manga. Manga is pronounced manga.
Manga, kamay ko?
Yes, manga kamay ko. The particle, manga, indicates plurality of the noun. Manga kamay ko, my hands. Good. Daliri. Mga daliri ko. My fingers.
Fingers. Mga daliri ko. My fingers.
Mga kamay ko. Mga palad ko. My palms. Referring, we have not just one palm, but two palms. Good?
Yes.
Kamay daliri. Kamay daliri kuko palad. Kuko. What else?
Kamay. What did you say? Kamay, daliri. That's the hand. Okay. Can I say if I want to say my nails, manga kukoko.
Oh, manga kukoko, yes.
Okay.
Manga kukoko, manga daliri ko, manga kamay ko.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you're referring to just one singular item, kukoko. Oh, kukoko daliri. It's kukoko.
Yeah, it's funny.
Funny, kukoko.
Kukoko.
Good. Daliri ko. Kamay ko. Referring to singular.
Singular. A manga. And it is always going to be manga, is always going to be in front of the
noun.
Of the noun?
In front, it before the noun. You say the plural indicator.
Uh-huh.
Be careful with your pronunciation with manga. 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 Because, you know, the fruit mango. Mango.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the word manga? Manga is mango. In Tagalog, manga is the indicator to plural. Yeah, manga. And I was telling you, na please say manga, manga.
Manga.
Oh, manga, that way. Because previously I heard you say manga.
Uh-huh.
Manga is written this way. Manga means mango. So there should be distinction between manga, which is manga, mango. Manga is the plural. Manga kamay ko, manga daliri ko. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, manga. Now, that is plural. My question. What do you do with your hands? What do you do with your hands? Or hand? What do you do with your hand? How about hold? You hold things with your hand.
Right? Uh-huh.
Hold. What is hold in Tagalog? You don't have any idea.
No.
The good verb for hold, for hand, would be hold. Hawak. Hawak means hold. Please say it. Hawak.
Hawak.
Hawak ko. Hawak ko.
I hold. Hawak ko.
I hold. Hawak ko. Or I am holding. Hawak ko. I am holding. Hawak ko is a verb. Hawak ko. What about daliri? What do you think is a good action with daliri?
Fingers.
How about turo? Point. You point with your finger. So you point with your finger. What is point in Tagalog? Point means turo. Turo. Point means turo. Turo. Point. Hawak means hold. Right? Hold. Turo. Turo means point. Point, or sometimes when you hear the root word turo, turo means teach.
Teach?
Uh-oh. Turo means teach. Teach, turo. Turo. Do you know the pronoun mo? Mo?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Mo means you. Mo means you. Turo. Turo mo. Turo mo. Hawak mo. Do you know that? Hawak mo, turo mo.
You hold, you point.
Yeah. Hawak mo. You point. You hawak mo, you point. Actually, it's still a bad grammar, but for a beginner, it's all right.
Yeah.
We can understand each other. You for mo. Ko for me, right? Or I.
Yeah, because ko is I and then mo is like you.
Hawak mo, by context, the right expression would be you are holding hawak mo. At this moment, what is on your hand, Alessandra, at this moment?
What phone.
Yes, hawak mo ang phone, right? Hawak mo ang phone is a good sentence. Let me get
hawak. Okay.
Hawak mo ang phone. Now that means you are holding the phone. Hawak mo ang phone.
Or it can be to hawak ko ang phone, like I am holding.
If you are from your perspective, from your, because on my perspective, I'm talking to you, hawak mo ang phone, Alessandra, which is true. Now, I am holding a pen, hawak ko ang pen. I'm holding the pen, hawak ko.
How do you say pen in Tagalog?
Actually, pen, just as ball pen actually is what we say it Tagalog. Ball pen, and it's hawak ko ang ball pen. I'm holding the ball pen.
Okay.
Hawak ko ang tasa. Do you know what tasa is?
Like the cup you eat tea, a tasa?
Or the coffee cup.
Is the same in Spanish, tasa.
But we spell it T-A-S-A. Hawak ko ang tasa.
We spell it with Z.
In Tagalog, we spell it with S. Hawak ko ang tasa, hawak ko ang ball pen. Hawak mo ang phone. I see you're holding a pen also.
Hawak ko ang ball pen.
Hawak. So verb with our starting point is the hand. Okay. In Tagalog, we say turo, point. We say point. Ituro ang ball pen. Let me see. Do you know what that means? Ituro ang ball pen.
I am pointing to the pen.
Yeah, I think that is how you would like to understand that. Ituro ang ball pen. Ituro ang pinto. Do you know the word pinto?
No.
Pinto means door.
Oh.
Ituro ang... I'm sorry.
What is ituro?
Another topic on verb, but later. Actually, that's why I encourage people to sign up with my paid courses, because it's structured. It is structured. When it is structured, we cannot jump directly to verb without learning other stuff first. So for now, just be aware that with verb there is a prefix e also. There should be another session for that, but for now it's just an introduction to you. Ituro ang pinto, it means show the door or point the door using your finger. Ituro ang pinto. Ituro ang part of your house, which is ceiling. What is ceiling in Tagalog?
I don't know.
In Tagalog, ituro ang kisame.
Oh.
Kisame. Does it sound the Spanish also?
No, the word for ceiling is techo.
Oh, okay, I will learn that later. Okay, so now in Tagalog we say kisame, ceiling.
Kisame.
Ituro ang ceiling. So you know, if you understand in Tagalog, go ahead, take the action, Alessandra. Ituro ang kisame.
Wow. I am pointing to the ceiling.
Yeah, do it. Please do it. Show me. Do it. Ituro.
Ituro ang kisame.
Ituro ang kisame. Ituro ang pinto.
Ituro ang pinto.
Ituro ang bintana.
Ituro ang bimpana.
Bintana means window.
Bintana. Oh,
bintana in Tagalog.
Bintana.
Let me show you how we want to spell it. Okay.
So you spell it with B. I'm pretty sure you spell it with B instead of with V. Yeah.
Bintana, here you go. Do you read? Can you read it?
Bintana.
Ituro ang bintana.
Ituro bintana.
Yes, ituro.
So we spell it with, huh?
Point, ituro, point.
Ituro, yeah.
Yes, ituro ang sahig, which floor, sahig. Okay, good.
That's floor, okay.
Sahig, floor, now. And again, with the hand, hawak. Hawak ko ang ball pen. Hawak ko ang papel. You know papel?
Like papel? Paper? Papel?
Paper,
Well, I don't know how. Do you write paper the same way that we write paper?
Here you go. Hawak ko ang papel. This
okay, it's the same.
Hawak ko ang papel.
Hawak ko ang papel.
Hawak ko ang papel. Hawak ko ang ball pen. Hawak ko ang cell phone. Hawak ko ang tasa and other stuff. Good. Hawak. No, we are, our reference point is the hand. Hawak puro. What else? Hand. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Now, we can proceed with other body part. Okay, let's proceed. And Alessandra, do
if
you...
I want to say like she is holding the phone.
Do you want to learn that? This is about pronoun then. Ask me about pronouns, I can teach you at least quick pronouns. First person, second person, third person. Now this time you would like to replace ko or mo with niya. Niya. Hawak niya. Niya. Do you see this word?
Yes.
Niya. Hawak. Niya ang tasa, hawak niya ang ball pen, hawak niya ang...
That is she, like she is holding.
No gender. It's both. Tagalog actually is less gender specific,
okay.
Not a lot of a gender.
Okay, that is just like that person is holding something.
Oh, niya, niya. He or she is holding it. She hold on. He or she, niya, hawak niya. It's a third person. I call it possessive pronoun. But actually, we don't focus much on pronoun this time. This is not what I prepare for you. At least you understand. Ituro niya ang kisame. Ituro niya ang bintana is also a good grammar.
Okay.
Okay. And also, you can say, ituro mo ang ball pen, ituro mo ang sapatos. Do you know sapatos in Tagalog?
Yes.
We spell it with letter S.
With letter, yes.
Ituro mo ang sapatos. You are issuing a command. Ituro mo ang sapatos. I'm telling you. I'm commanding. Ituro mo
like pointing to the truth.
Okay. Ituro niya ang sapatos. Let her point the shoes. Ituro niya ang sapatos. Ituro niya ang pinto. Ituro niya ang bintana.
Okay.
Third person, second person, and what is this? First person.
Okay.
Shall we proceed with the next body part, which is here? Ulo. Do you see the word ulo?
Uh-huh.
Ulo means head. Right? With ulo, there are some parts in the ulo. We have pisngi. Pisngi means cheek.
Pisngi.
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 Pisngi. Say it.
Pisngi.
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 Good. Again, say it again.
Pisngi.
Yes, very nice.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Because the N G is like our N with the.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Something like that. Just one syllable in Filipino alphabet. Ni. Pisngi.
Pisngi.
Pisngi. Pisngi means cheek. Very good. Tainga. Tainga, 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 or tainga, tainga, tainga.
Tainga.
Tainga. Also, these days, people say tenga. Instead of A-I, we spell it into E.
Tenga.
Tenga, tainga.
Tenga.
Means ear. Ear. Good, makes sense. And then the other one, which is leg. Leg means neck. Leg, neck. Now,
so if I want to say my ears, I have to say mga tenga.
Mga tenga ko.
Mga tenga ko.
Mga pisngi ko. They're referring to both sides of your cheek.
Mga tenga ko. Mga pisnik ko.
Okay. Alessandra, tama means correct. Tama.
Tama.
Tama. Correct. Tama. T-A-M-A. Tama. Mga tenga, mga pisngi, and
mga leek ko, o mga leek mo.
Oh, wait. Yeah, there we only have one neck.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Okay. And also, we only have one ulo. We only have one ulo.
Yeah, that's true.
Leeg ko, ulo ko.
But I can say tiny. If they, I can say pisni nya like hair or his cheek.
Pisni nya, mga pisni nya. Now this time pronoun again. Now we have plural. Pronoun, because you are talking to a lot of people, or your how many child you do you have child or children? Two. So you have two children. Those are.
I have dalawa.
Dalawa, dalawang anak. Do you know anak?
Anak is children.
Regardless, son or daughter, anak. Mga anak ko. My children.
Manga. What? Again?
Anak ko. Mga.
Anak ko.
Let me give you this. Mga anak ko. Please say that.
Here, like.
Can you read that?
Yeah. Mga anak ko. Like
mga
children.
Anak ko. My children. So you are talking to your children. Mga ulo ninyo. Your hand. Your head. Mga ulo ninyo. It means you are talking to your children. Mga ulo ninyo. Ninyo.
Like kid?
Ninyo is a plural, not the kid ninyo. That's another context.
Yeah, that's like we say niño, like
niño. Like Catholicism is wide in the Philippines, so there is such thing as Santo Niño, so niño, right?
Like holy kid, Santo Niño.
Yeah, the young Jesus, Santo Niño.
Santo Niño. Yeah, the holy. Okay. So mga anak ko, it's my kid.
My kid.
Plural.
plural. And then you are talking to your children, mga ulo ninyo, your heads, children. I'm talking to you, children, mga ulo ninyo, your heads, your leeg, mga leeg ninyo.
That's mean like the kids' necks is what you're talking about.
Plural. Yeah. Okay. Multiple people, not just one. Mga ulo ninyo, mga leeg ninyo. Ninyo is a pronoun, but plural. Not just one person, at least two people, two children. I'm talking to you, two children. Mga leeg ninyo.
Yeah.
Okay. Another hawak. Did I introduce to you the word hawak?
Yeah, like hawak is like to hold.
Oh, this time another complicated verb. Hawakan ninyo is a suffix. We want the suffix an. But please don't get hung up. It's still too early for you on verb. But just an introduction, you would say, hawakan.
Like I'm holding the kid?
No, I'm. It's imperative, issuing a command. Hawakan nyo, hawakan ang mga ulo nyo. You can say that. Let me
like
say.
Like for the kids to hold something.
Hawakan ang mga ulo ninyo.
Like I'm holding, like kids holding the head of the kids.
Wait, please, before I explain, can you read this?
What hawakan, hawakan ang mga ulo ninyo?
It means I am telling you, do that action. Touch hawakan, touch your head. Hawakan ang mga ulo nyo. Touch or hold or touch your head. Hawakan ang mga leeg nyo. Hold your neck.
So, hawakan, hawakan ang mga ulo ninyo. Hold your head.
Hawakan ang mga ulo ninyo. Hold your neck. You are talking to group of people. Hawakan ang mga pisngi nyo. Make sense to you? Hawakan ang mga pisngi nyo.
What is pis?
Pisngi, cheek. Hawak can mean touch or hold also. It depends on what is accessible. Is it accessible by touch or accessible by holding it? Hawakan. This time there is suffix an, but later as you progress in Tagalog, you will understand why there is a prefix e, then there's prefix mag, and then there's suffix an. Sometimes there's suffix in later, right? This time the root word is hawak. Now another action referring to tainga. What is the purpose of our tainga, Alessandra?
We can say hawakan mga tenga ninyo, like hold your ears.
That is also correct. Hawakan ang mga tenga ninyo. And my question, what is the purpose of our ears? When our ears is used for listening, what is listen in Tagalog? Inig or sometimes rinig. It depends. Kinig or kinig is the root word.
Kinig for listening?
It's the root word. Listen. Kinig, but as a verb, we say it makinig. Makinig. To listen. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, makinig. Okay, so to listen. So the purpose of our ears is to listen, makinig.
Okay. So I can say Makinin ko tainga?
Actually, it doesn't make sense. It's redundant, or let me see.
Like I listen with my ears.
Actually, it can be. I would suggest it this way. Gamit ko ang tainga sa pakikinig. It's another form. It's proper expression, but this is advanced, Alessandra.
Ah,
Gamit
okay.
ang tainga sa pakikinig.
Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's ARALINWORLD.com. aralinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!